The precautionary principle, properly applied, forbids the precautionary principle. It is self-contradictory. The precautionary principle, therefore, cannot be spoken of in terms that are too harsh. It is true idiot talk. I believe people are well-intentioned, but I have great respect for the corrosive influence of bias, systematic distortions of thought, the power of rationalization, the guises of self-interest, and the inevitability of unintended consequences. I have more respect for people who change their views after acquiring new information than for those who cling to views they held 30 years ago. The world changes. Ideologues and zealots don't. In the 35-odd years since the environmental movement came into existence, science has undergone a major revolution. This revolution has brought new understanding of nonlinear dynamics, complex systems, chaos theory, catastrophe theory. It has transformed the way we think about evolution and ecology. Yet these no longer new ideas have hardly penetrated the thinking of environmental activists, which seems oddly fixed in the concepts and rhetoric of the 1970s. We haven't the foggiest notion how to preserve what we term wilderness, and we had better study it in the field and learn how to do so. I see no evidence that we are conducting such research in a humble, rational, and systematic way. I therefore hold little hope for wilderness management in the 21st century. I blame environmental organizations every bit as much as developers and strip miners. There is no difference in outcomes between greed and incompetence. We need a new environmental movement with new goals and new organizations. We need more people working in the field, in the actual environment, and fewer people behind computer screens. We need more scientists and fewer lawyers. We cannot hope to manage a complex system such as the environment through litigation. We can only change its state temporarily, usually by preventing something, with eventual results that we cannot predict and ultimately cannot control. Nothing is more inherently political than our shared physical environment, and nothing is more ill-served by allegiance to a single political party. Precisely because the environment is shared, it cannot be managed by one faction according to its own economic or aesthetic preferences. Sooner or later, the opposing faction will take power, and previous policies will be reversed. Stable management of the environment requires recognition that all preferences have their place. Snowmobilers and fly fishermen, dirt bikers and hikers, developers and preservationists. These preferences are at odds, and their incompatibility cannot be avoided. But resolving incompatible goals is a true function of politics. We desperately need a nonpartisan, blinded funding mechanism to conduct research to determine appropriate policy. Scientists are only too aware whom they are working for. Those who fund research, whether a drug company, a government agency, or an environmental organization, always have a particular outcome in mind. Research funding is almost never open-ended or open-minded. Scientists know that continued funding depends on delivering the results the funders desire. As a result, environmental organization studies are every bit as biased and suspect as industry studies. Government studies are similarly biased, according to who is running the department or administration at the time. No faction should be given a free pass. To denigrate industry-funded studies as particularly corrupt is itself a form of disinformation. I am certain there is too much certainty in the world. I personally experience a profound pleasure being in nature. My happiest days each year are those I spend in wilderness. I wish natural environments to be preserved for future generations. I am not satisfied they will be preserved in sufficient quantities or with sufficient skill. I conclude that the exploiters of the environment include environmental organizations, government organizations, and big business. All have equally dismal track records. Everybody has an agenda, except me.